Immigration activists held a lunchtime rally to protest Arizona's new law that is aimed at deporting illegal immigrants. They said it would encourage racial profiling by allowing local police to demand to see the immigration papers of anyone whom they suspect of being an undocumented immigrant.
We're here to condemn the racist and discriminatory law that was passed in Arizona.
The demonstrators also announced a Freedom of Information lawsuit to force disclosure of the extent of a program called Secure Communities, which partners local police with immigration enforcement in the Department of Homeland Security. Angela Fernandez is executive director of the Northern Manhattan Coalition for Immigrant Rights.
We see the collusion between local police and Department of Homeland Security and the devastating effect that has on our families. So what is happening in Arizona is not simply a unique situation. It is just an extension and an outgrowth of a very dangerous trend that we have seen in this country occur over the last few years.
The Arizona law, which was signed into law last Friday, requires police to ask for identification from anyone they suspect of being an illegal immigrant. Latinos, in particular, fear that they will be racially targeted by police on the basis of their appearance, and said it will make undocumented immigrants reluctant to report crimes or cooperate in police investigations. The New York demonstrators, who included activists from Latino, Caribbean, and Asian communities in New York, as well as local clergy members, called on President Obama to act immediately to stop Arizona's law from being implemented. They also demanded the president issue a moratorium on deportation and detention of suspected illegal aliens until federal immigration reform is passed. Similar rallies were also held in Arizona, Illinois, and California. In Washington, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano noted that the law doesn't take effect for 90 days. She told Congress that would allow time for the Justice Department to, quote, look at whether the law meets constitutional safeguards or not. Supporters of the law say it will protect Arizonans from crime taking place over the border in Mexico. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.